学习。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。我们今天要开始一本一个新的读经，一个主日学，跟我们以前所学的非常的不同。以弗所是一封书信，现在我们看的是一种不同的文学题材。我今天要讲一些背景，我们如何来读这本书？是约伯记。多少人在以前已经曾经读过约伯记？啊，有些。多少人读这本书并且能够享受这本书？我看到有些人啊说好，有，但是很多说不好。大家可以听到吗？现在这个好像不 work。 We need to. Do you want to?
It's okay. She's translating. They do the recording with them.
Can you give me the hand? 那另外一个那个 handheld, maybe the handheld. I'm sorry, you have to use it.
So what I want to focus on.
我今天想要强调的，我们注重的是如何来读约伯记。如果你是以读以弗所书的方式来读约伯记的话，那你会读得很灰头土脸。多少人喜欢读书？啊，举手的人很多。我很喜欢读书。哇，一年要读一两百本书。My goodness. 但是这个问题在于
I will read biographies.
我会读传记。
I will read history.
我会读那个历史书籍。
I will read theology.
我也会读神学方面的书籍。
And don't tell my students, but I will read mysteries. I like mysteries.
我也喜欢读那个侦探，那个探险小说。
Now,Right now, on my shelf at home,
在我家里的书架上
I'm reading a book about the Vietnam War.
我在读那个越战的一本书
A book about President Ford, a biography.
福特总统的传记
A theology book and a mystery.
然后呢，一本神学书，还有一本探险书，那个神秘书。
If I read the biography the same way I read the mystery book, it's going to become very frustrating to me.
如果你读那个传记的那个方式跟你读那个侦探小说的方式是一样的，那你会觉得很丧气。
So yesterday, most of the day, I was reading and studying from a theology book.
昨天呢，我在读一本那个传记小说，那个神学书。
Last night I was tired and I wanted to get my mind relaxed before today, and so I opened up a mystery to read.
昨天呢，我就是挺累的，我想要放松一下，我就读那个什么探险侦探小说。
Now, if I had started to read that and say, there is no profound theology in this book.
如果读这个侦探小说，哎呀，这个书上没有任何深奥的神学。
That would have been the wrong way to read it.
那你就这样读是读不下去的，是一个错误的方式。
Each kind of literature requires a different way of reading.
不同的这个文学题材需要一种不同的来读书方式。
And so,
所以呢
，Job is a different kind of literature than Ephesians.
所以呢，约伯记的文学题材和这个以弗所书的文学题材是完全不同的。
And we have to read it differently.
所以我们要读呢，应该是以不同的方式来读这本书。
You see, when we read Ephesians,
当我们读以弗所书的时候
，Paul is saying,
保罗说
，This is what we believe.
这是我们所信的。
And this is how we're supposed to live as a result.
然后我们因为信这些是相信我们的信念，我们应该这样来生活。
Everything we read in Ephesians, we know, okay, it says this, so I must do it.
所以呢，以弗所书说，神是这么说的，所以我要这样做。
But in Job, we're reading an argument between some friends.
但是呢，在约伯记呢，我们主要读的是这些朋友之间的一些对话讨论。
They disagree with each other.
他们彼此观念不同不合。
And we're listening to their argument.
我们在听他们的对话。
Not everything they say is right.
他们所说的每件事情每句话并不都是对的。
Not everything Job says is right.
约伯所说的每句话也不都是对的。
He says, God, you are treating me unfairly.
他说神啊你对待我不公平。
You're my enemy.
你对待我像仇敌一样。
But we know that's not true.
我们知道这个不是真实的，不
是这样的。So I want to talk this morning how we read Job.
所以我们今天早上想谈的是如何来读约伯记。
And then starting next week, we're going to start working our way through.
下个星期我们就开始来来开始看约伯记，细细的看。
I would like to ask you before next week to read chapters 1 and 2 of Job.
所以下星期来上课之前呢，我希望你们把约伯记一二都读了。
Try to read it at least 3 times this week.
最早呢，希望你们能这个星期把一二章读三遍。
Now, some background to the book this morning.
所以今天早晨是约伯记的背景。
First of all, let me ask you, as a Christian,
作为基督徒
，What are the biggest questions you struggle with?
你最挣扎的问题是什么呢
？Just real quickly.
很快的，你最让你最难解的问题是什么
？God, do you care?
神呢、啊？你是否在意呢？
Okay, why do righteous people suffer so much?
为什么义人为什么会受苦呢
？Going once?
还有没有
？Going
还有没有
twice?
有没有一
？Sold. Okay. For those of you, yes.
Does God has a meaning in all this?What happened in the suffering?
Does God have a meaning in what we suffer?
就是说，神在这所有所发生的一切事情上 ，and everything， 有受苦上，神有什么意？是不是有意义呢
？Hold on to those 3 questions.
所以大家请记得这三个问题。
Now，
现在
，your non-Christian friends，
你没有信主的，你
周围没信主的 ，coworkers, friends who are not believers，
是不管是你的同没信主的邻居或者同事。
What do you think are the biggest reasons that they would doubt the Christian faith？
你觉得他们之所以会怀疑基督徒的，就是我们的信仰的一个最大的障碍在什么？在于什么呢
？Where is God？
Oh, I think where there is.If there is God, can I answer?
Did you say is there or where is? Where is?
他说神在哪里？第二个。
Okay,、
What?
Christians who are not acting like Christians.
错的就是说，
okay?
他说的另外一个就是说，基督徒好像跟别人也没啥不同，不像基督徒。
Okay. Here's one reason that.The book of Job has, for me, become one of the most important books in the Bible.
约伯记对我来讲是圣经中最重要的一本书的原因在对我来讲在于
When I was in college,
当我在大学的时候
a man came to our town who is very famous as an evangelist.
有一个到我们镇上来的一个布道家，他非常出名
His name is Josh McDowell.
哦，是那个。麦什么？麦道卫博士，麦道卫。
And Josh McDowell's focus is on presenting the arguments for why we know the Bible and Christianity is true.
麦道卫他所要讲的就是说，为什么圣经和这个我们所信仰的是真实的，是对的，是真实的。
I was very excited to get to hear him.
我听能去听他的演讲讲课，我非常的兴奋。
And so I took his class and wrote everything down.
所以呢，我就去上他的课，我把每个他讲的都记下来。
And I walked out of class feeling very, very confident.
所以呢，当我从那个上完这个课，我自己非常的有信心。
I was just waiting for someone to walk up to me on the street.
我就等着在街上有人会走到我跟前。
And say.
然后就说。
If I knew three reasons to believe the Bible is true, I would become a Christian.
就是说，如果我知道有三样为什么圣经是真实的理由，那我就会成为基督徒。
And I was going to be able to answer because I had memorized the notes from that class.
但是我是完全可以回答他的，因为我已经把我的笔记都记下来了。
I could tell you how many Old Testament manuscripts there were.
我可以告诉你有多少个旧约手稿。
How many New Testament?
多少个新约手稿？
All of those things I knew.
这些我 从头到尾都可以给你讲一遍。
And no one asked me.
但是却从来没人问过我这些问题。
Instead,
相反的呢
they asked me things like this.
他们问我的问题是这样的。
I've prayed.
我祷告了。
And I've asked God to help me.
我也请神帮助我。
And nothing happened.
但是什么都没发生。
And I went through my notes and that wasn't in there.
然后我看一看我的这个笔记上面没有这个问题的答案。
I've served in the church.
我在一个教会里服侍。
I've been faithful.
我也很忠心。
And I found out I have cancer.
然后呢，但是我却得了癌症。
Why doesn't God love me?
为什么神不爱我呢？
And that's not in my notes.
在我的笔记里边也没有这个答案。
Questions about why do we hurt when we love God, when we serve God?
当我们爱神，我们爱神了，我们也服侍神，为什么我们还会有难处，有伤害呢？
Where is God in this world?
在这个世界上，神在，如果有神，神在哪里？
Is there really any reason, meaning for what happened?
这个所发生的一切到底真的是有意义吗？
Those are the questions that are asked a whole lot more often than how many manuscripts are there of the Old Testament.
所以呢，这些问题呢是经常被问的，而不是那些说旧约有多少手稿，这些是大家主要问的问题。
Now, I think we should have an answer to that group of questions too.
当然，我也觉得我们有必要要回答那些问题。
But Job helps us with those questions about where is God when everything is going wrong.
是约伯记帮助了回答的，就是说，当每件事情都不顺、都出错的时候，神在哪里？
Job helps us with the question, why do bad things happen to good people?
约伯记就回答了为什么坏事、不好的事情会发生在好人身上。
And the question that I think is even harder, why do good things happen to bad people?
我们这对我来讲更难的事情是为什么这个坏人却有好报却凡事顺利呢？
I think that one is harder than the first.
我觉得这个第二这个问题比前面说为什么好人碰到坏事更难回答。
Now,I have friends who say,
我有朋友这样说,
you shouldn't even ask.
你就不应该问这些问题。
If you really trust God,
如果你真的信任神,
you're just going to say,
你就会,你应该说的是,
God, whatever you say is okay.
神啊,不管你说什么,都没,都,都是对的,都没问题。
Que sera, sera.
What?
Yeah, it's a song.
他说就是有一首歌,
whatever will be, will be.
不管说发生什么，就让他去吧，
It's、
就让他那样吧，
okay.
那样成就吧。
Now that sounds fine.
那听起来挺好的。
But Job actually says.
但是约伯实际上说的是
，It's okay to ask God questions.
就是说去向神问问题是可以的，没问题。
Job even argues with him.
约伯甚至跟神辩论。
Now let me jump to the end of the book.
让我们回到这个约伯记的末尾。
In case you're not here when we come to the end of Job.
如果你最后没来听约伯记的最后的时候。
After you get done asking, God may not give you the answer you want.
就算你问了，神也可能没有给你你所希望的答案。
He may not say what you were hoping he would say.
他可能也不会回答你所希望他回答他说的。
But he never condemns Job for asking.
但是神从来没有责备、谴责约伯去问问题。
And so Job, to me, is a wonderful book for those of us who wonder, why is our world the way it is?
对我们这些去怀疑、去在想说这个世界为什么会是现在这个样子，对我们来讲是一个很棒的书。
You see, over and over, people have asked this set of questions.
一次又一次的人都要问的问题大概诸如此类。
You say, Christians say that God is all powerful.
基督徒都说神是全能的。
Christians say that God is all loving.
基督徒说神是完全的慈爱。
And so if he's all powerful,
如果神是全能的,
and he's all loving,
然后他又是完全的慈爱,
why does he allow innocent little babies to suffer?
他为什么会允许这种无辜的这个小婴孩去受苦呢?
I can understand why, you know, Brother Quincy suffers, because he probably did something to bring it on himself. He deserves it.
我知道说黄庆弟兄为什么会受苦，因为他可能自己的选择，所以现在带来如此的后果。
Everyone is glad you're here, so I don't use them.
大家可能老拿那个王庆弟兄做例子。
But what about an innocent child who has done nothing?
但是对一个从来没有做过任何事情的小婴孩，他受苦，那为什么会这样呢？
If God is so powerful, he could change it.
如果神是全能，他可以改变这一切呀。
Right?
对不对？
If God is so loving, it seems like he should want to change it.
如果神是慈爱的，你看起来他应该不让这些事情发生啊。
If you're in trouble,
如果你在有难处了
and I'm standing there and I have the power to fix your problem,
如果你有难处，我站在那儿，我有能力来解决你的问题。
And I say to you,
然后我却对你说
I could fix that for you.
我可以解决你的问题。
I know that is really, really hurting you.
我知道那个让你很难受，很伤害你。
I could fix it.
但是我可以解决那问题。
And I really love you and care about you.
我也很在意你，我也很爱你。
But I'm not going to fix it.
但是呢，我却不要去解决你的问题。
You would think.
你会觉得。
Nah, something's wrong.
这肯定什么地方不对劲儿。
Either he doesn't love me that much.
或者他根本就没有那样爱我。
Or he can't actually fix it.
或者他就没有能力来解决这个问题。
Millions of people in our world have asked that about God.
上百万上千万的人在问神这样的问题
If he's all powerful,
如果他是全能的
If he has the power to stop my suffering,
如果他有能力能停止我现在的这个遭遇这个苦难
And if he loves us,
然后他也爱我们
Then why does he allow suffering to continue?
然后他也爱我们他为什么还允许这个苦难这个痛苦继续呢
Now for the atheist, the answer is easy.
对无神论来讲这个问题很容易解决很容易回答
There's no God
没神没有神
If there was a God he would do it differently
如果有神存在的话他会他的行事方式会不同
I was reading a few weeks ago about Charles Darwin
我前几个星期前在读关于达尔文的一本书
Most of us assume I assume I should say
我们其实我自己也是这样假设
That people like Darwin
就像达尔文这样的人
Marx
或者像马克思
Hitler
希特勒
They come up with their ideas just kind of, you know, sitting in a library somewhere studying
他们好像有这些理念这些观念就是因为他们在图书馆里边在读书在学习
I was reading about Darwin's life
我在读那个达尔文的生平
And this is the quote that I want to read to you from his biography.
从他的传记里边，这个是里边所写的是这么写的。
The circumstances under which Darwin came to reject Christianity were full of pain.
就是达尔文他最后他拒绝了这个基督信仰的这种，这是因为他处在一种非常痛苦的境遇当中。
Yes, his mind was part of it.
当然他自己本身的这种思维方式是其中的一部分原因
But his decisive objection to God was moral
Moral 但是他对神这个就是一个确定的对神的拒绝是一个道德上的拒绝
The death of his daughter Annie
他的女儿安妮之死
was the point of no return
就是这个是他的女儿这个死亡让他决定不再回头他拒绝神
You see Darwin's journey
说达尔文的人生之路
was not today I think that God is real he is true and I believe in Christianity
他不是说今天说我觉得神是真实的我相信这个基督教
and then I go to bed and I'm thinking during the night and I wake up the next morning and say no I don't think Christianity is true
睡了一夜早晨起来想想说我觉得基督教信仰是不真实的
Darwin struggled with an existential problem
这个达尔文所挣扎的是一个很基要的一个很基本的一个问题
My daughter, who I love.
我很爱我所爱的女儿。
My innocent daughter.
我这个无辜的女儿。
Who has done nothing to deserve suffering,
dies. 她不值得任何的苦难受苦，但是却死了。
And God, if you're in charge, you did that.
如果神啊，你在掌管，是你做的，你让她死的。
And Darwin cannot come to grips with that answer.
那个达尔文没有办法接受这种答案。
And so his search is all guided by that event that he can't make sense of.
他在之后他的寻求都是基于他当时的那个他女儿之死这个事件，他没有办法就是想通这个事件。
He comes to this.
所以他最后到了这个结论。
If there's a God.
如果有神的话
He is an unbelievably cruel God.
他是一个难以想象的残忍的神
Who could solve our suffering and chooses not to.
他可以解决我们的问题，但是他却选择不解决我们的难处。不
That's the question that Job helps us to grapple with.
这个就是约伯记帮助我们所能够让我们能够寻求能帮助我们能解决的。
One of the places outside of Job that we see this in Scripture is Psalm 73.
如果我们除了帮我们解决这个问题，就是我们这个问题的一个看到答案的是约伯记，另外一个帮助我们看到的是诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73 starts with what we all believe is true.
诗篇七十三篇的刚开始呢，是那个真理是我们大家都相信的。
God is good to those who are pure in heart.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Everybody agree with that?
大家是不是都同意这一点呢？神实在恩待以色列那些神是美善的，神恩待那些清心的人。
I was speaking at a church in Bahamas.
我在巴哈马的一个教会里讲到。
Every service, sometime during the service.
每一个那个聚会当中，有的时候在这个聚会当中。
The leader would stand up and say.God is good.
然后呢，这个领会的人就会站起来，就说神是美善的。
All the time.
然后大家就说所有的时候。
All the time.
所有的时间，所有的时候，神都是美善的。
And every time he said it.
但每次这个领会人这么一说
，Something in my mind said.
我的脑子里就想起来。
Read Psalm 73.
你现在请你去读一下诗篇七十三篇。
Because it begins, God is good all the time, all the time, God is good.
因为呢，诗篇七十三篇就是以神是美善的，神是所有的时候都是美善的开始的。
And then he says.
然后接着诗人这么说。
But as for me,
至于我
，my feet had almost stumbled.
我的脚几乎失散。
Why?
为什么？
Verse 3, I was envious of the arrogant.
我见恶人和就心怀不平
When I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
我见恶人和狂傲人享平安
They have no pains until death.
他们死的时候没有疼痛
Their bodies are fat and sleek.
他们的那个身体呢就是力气他们的身体肥胖
Now, he's writing before the day of Weight Watchers, okay?
他们的就是他们那个又胖又很光滑，在那个时候那些人不减肥。
He's riding back when people like me are the model.
他们在那个时候呢，那个胖人是大家所敬仰的。
And you skinny people are just too poor for food.
那个瘦子都是没钱吃饭才会瘦的。
So he is saying,
然后他说，你看
，It's the wicked who are fat and sleek.
是那个恶人跟狂暴人呢，又胖又很光滑。
They're not in trouble as others are.
他们不像别人受苦。
They're not stricken like the rest of mankind.
他也不像别人遭灾。
And who is he talking about?
他讲的是什么样的人呢？
These are the wicked.
这些都是那些恶人呐。
Always at ease.
他们总是生活得很平顺。
Do you see why he struggles?
为什么这个诗人会在那里挣扎呢？
The richest people he knows are dishonest.
那些他认识的最富有的人都是不诚实的人。
The healthiest people he knows are wicked.
那些健康很健康的人都是那些恶人。
And then he says.
然后他继续说。
Verse 13.
第十三节他说。
But in vain I have kept my heart clean.
我实在突然洁净了我的心。
I have washed my hands in innocence.
突然洗手表明无辜。
I've done what I'm supposed to do, he says.
我做了就是应该去做的。
They are wicked.They are proud and they're rich and healthy.
他们邪恶，他们狂傲，但是他们却健康，却是很有很富有。
I have kept God's law.
我真的遵守神的律法。
I've done what God says to do.
我就行神所说要行的。
What's the result?
但是我的结果是什么呢？
Verse 14.
第十四节。
For all day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning.
因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
Do you hear the problem for him?
你听到他的问题了吗？
God is good all the time.
神是不是所有的时候都是美善的、美好的？
To the most wicked, arrogant sinners I know.
对那些我认识的最糟糕的、最恶毒的、最骄傲的罪人、恶人。
But to those of us who are trying to obey God,
但是对我们这些想要去顺服神的，
He says,
他说，
I am suffering.
我们在受苦
I am hurting.
我在遭灾
I'm in pain.
我很痛苦
That's the problem of Job.
这个就是约伯的问题
And so that's what we're going to be looking at these next few weeks.
所以下几个星期我们会看这个问题
Now quickly a little bit of background.
这个是背景
The author, from your handout, the author, we don't know.
我们不知道约伯记的这本书的作者是谁
Possibly Job.
或者是约伯
If so, someone else must have added the ending.
那个如果是约伯记的话呢，最后的结尾是别人加上去的。
Nowhere does it tell us who wrote it.
没有这个约伯记没有告诉我们是谁写的这本书。
The date we don't know.
我们也不知道是具体成书时间。
I think there's good arguments to think it may be the earliest book in the Bible.
我觉得有很好的证据说约伯记是圣经中最老的一本书。
From a time before Moses.
在甚至在摩西之前。
The way the family clan is set up is similar to the time of Abraham.
他的那时候那个家族那个部落的这个背景呢跟亚伯拉罕挺相像的。
Having the patriarch of the family offer the sacrifices rather than a priest, that's like in the time of Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕的时期他不是祭司献祭而是那个族长去献祭。
The long lifespan.
然后那个时候的人都活的岁数挺大的挺长的
measuring wealth in livestock all of those things to me fit very well with the time of Abraham and the patriarchs
他的那时候都是那个族长制因为他们那时候的财富呢也都是看你有多少牲畜来衡量的
and so I think it's very likely that it's maybe the first book of the Bible
所以我觉得很有可能它就是圣经中的第一本书最早最古老的一本书
The genre of the book is important.
This. 就是说这个题材，这个约伯记也很重要。
I said to you right at the beginning, if you read this book like you read Ephesians,
我刚开始讲过
you'll be frustrated.
如果你读这本书像你读那个以弗所书这样的话，你会很让你很抓狂。
The genre that I would say to write down in that blank is poetic drama.
我在那儿写的这个文学题材呢，应该是一个诗一般的一个戏剧。
It's not on a stage, but it's a drama.
它不是说在台上，但是确实是一个戏剧。
And except for the first two chapters and the last chapter, it's written in poetry.
就是除了头两章和最后几章，中间的对话都是以诗体的形式来写出来的。
Now the genre is, I think, part of what makes it hard for us.
这个题材对我们来讲困难的一点在于
partly is because it's conversations, it's dialogue.
因为那个题材呢，它相当于一个对话。
And for many of us, when we read something, we want to know what's happening next.
当我们读一本书的时候，我们总想知道下边的情节是怎么样的。
And in Job, nothing is happening next.
但是呢，在约伯记里没有说下一个情节是什么。
They're sitting there talking.
他们就一群人在就是一群朋友在一起。对话, 谈话
And they're arguing, it's conversation.
它是一个对话，然后是一个辩论。
And so we don't always know what parts are right and what parts are wrong.
所以呢，因为他们是辩论，我们也不知道哪一方是对的，哪一方是错的。
Let me give you some examples.
比如说，我给你们一个例子。
I'm going to read you some quotes from Job.
我就从约伯记里读一些。
Blessed is the one who God reproves.517, sorry.
Okay, thank you.
517.
在约伯记第五章十七节就说神所惩治的人是有福的。
Blessed is the person God reproves.
神所管教的人是有福的。
Do not despise the discipline of the Almighty.
所以不可轻看全能者的管教。
Everybody agree with that statement?
大家是不是同意这个说法呢？
That God, it is blessed to receive His reproof, right?
对，你能被神管教，实际上你是有福的。
All right, let me read you a second quote.
第二个。
Chapter 8, verse 3.
第八章第三节。
Does God pervert justice?
神岂能偏离公平？
Does the Almighty twist what is right?
全能者岂能偏离公义？
And of course, the answer is no.
当然答案就是否定的。
Right?
对不对？
Let me read you another one.
再一个。
Chapter 34, verse 12.
34? 34章第十二节。
Of a truth, God will not do wickedly.
神必不作恶。
The Almighty will not twist justice.
全能者也不偏离公平。
Agreed?
同意吗？同意这种说法吗？
Here's the problem.
问题在于。
All the things that I just read to you.
我这些刚才给你们读的这些经节。
Come from the friends.
都是约伯的朋友。
Who at the end, God is going to say about the friends, now what you all said about me wasn't right.
他们这个约伯记的朋友呢，最后神论到他们说，你们论我不像约伯论的，就说他们对神的评论是不对的。
But it's okay, you ask Job to pray for you and I'll forgive you.
然后神说，你们请约伯为你们祷告，我就饶恕你们。
When we're reading this book,
但是当我们读这本书的时
候, we don't always know who is saying something right and who is saying something wrong.
所以你读的时候呢，你并不知道说这个人谁说的这个是对的，谁说的这个是不对的。
And so that makes it hard to read.
所以呢，这样读下来就不是很容易。
I want to give you four suggestions for reading the book.
所以呢，大家读我如何读约伯记，我有四个建议。
Number one.
第一个。
Look at the big picture.
就是。看这个整体的图片，从整体来看。
Here's what I have found when I ask people who read the book, how many like it and how many don't like it.
所以刚开始我问大家谁喜欢这本书，谁不喜欢这本书。
The people who don't like it,
不喜欢这本书的人在于
tend to become very frustrated by details in the book.
因为他们对这个书的细节很在意。
It moves very slowly.
这本书呢，就是进度很慢。
In fact, I'm going to tell you later, you can sum up the book this way.
你可以把这本书呢，就是总结出来这样的。
Chapters 1 and 2 tell us the story that what happened.
那个一章二章告诉我们这个故事发生了什么。
Read that two or three times this week, those two chapters.
今天呢，这周呢，把这两章读三遍。
Chapter 3 tells us, Job says, I wish I could die.
第三章呢，约伯就说，我真希望我死了。
Chapter 4
第四章呢
begins a conversation.
就开始了这个对话的开始。
And the conversation is this.
这个对话的是这样的。
A friend says, Job, you are guilty of sin. You need to repent.
约伯呀，你是有罪的，你需要悔改。
Job says,
约伯说，
I'm not guilty, I'm innocent.
我是无辜的，我没有犯罪。
The friend.
然后这个朋友说，
Yes, you are.
你就犯罪了。
No, I'm not.
约伯说，我没犯罪。
Yes, you are.
你就犯罪了。
No, I'm not.
我没犯罪。
We go through all three friends that way.
他们三个朋友呢，就是他的约伯三个朋友都是这样来这个模式。
Second time.
然后在第二轮对话。
Job, I said you're guilty.
约伯，我告诉你，你犯罪了。
You need to repent.
你需要悔改。
No, I'm not.
约伯说，我没犯罪。
Yes, you are.
你就是犯罪了。
No, you're not.
我没。
Yes, you are.
你就是犯罪了。
No, I'm not.
我就是没犯罪。
All three friends a second time.
然后这三个朋友又是这样，第二轮对话又是这种模式。
Third time.
第三次。
First friend.
第一个。
Job, not only are you guilty, but you deserve even worse than you got.
约伯呀，你不仅犯罪，你所当得的比你更你应该你配得死亡。
I'm not guilty.
约伯说，我没有犯罪。
God is punishing me for something I never did.
神在惩罚我，为我所做的从来没做过的事来惩治我。
Yes, you're guilty.
然后再说你就是犯罪了。
No, I'm not.
我没犯罪。
That time only two of them talked.
这次第三轮里边只有两个朋友讲话了。
Next section.
然后再到下一个。
A fourth friend who hasn't said anything the whole time.
有第四个人呢，他整个过程中间前三轮对话都没说话。
The youngest one in the room.
是这个房间里最年轻的一个人。
He's a grad student.
他是一个神学生，大概刚刚研究生毕业。
And he speaks up.
然后他就开始讲话了。
I can take care of this.
我可以来解决你们的问题。
You old people, you don't know what you're doing.
你们这些老人家不知道你们在做什么。
But I.
但是我。
Went to the Ivy League school. Step aside.
我是那个神学生研究生毕业。
And he talked.
然后他就开始讲了。
And when he's done, he talks longer than all of them.
他一开始讲，他比这些人讲的话都多。
But he says the same thing.
但他说的也是同一个事情。
And when he's done,
当他说完了
，Job says,
约伯就说
，You can talk as long as you want.
你想谈说多长，想说多久就说多久。
But I am still,
但是
innocent.
我还是无辜的。
And then the next section.
然后再到下一个，进到下一幕。
God speaks.
神回答了，神说话了。
And after God speaks,
然后当神说话了以后
，Job says,
约伯说
，Well, if you put it like that, okay.
如果神这样，你能够忍受我们，可以，没问题。
And then the last chapter wraps up the story.
然后最后一章呢，就把这个故事的，就是故事的结局。结尾。
Now I know that's too simple.
我给你们这样讲，好像是太简单化了。
But I hope you'll kind of keep that in your mind as you read.
所以呢，我希望在你们读的时候，你有这个故事的这个本
书的结构。Because that big picture helps me at least not to get bogged down in all the tiny little details.
所以呢，这个起码这样子来看呢，对我是有帮助的。这样我就不会集中在那种小小的那种过细微的细节上。
I shouldn't tell you this.
我不应该告诉你们。
But I love it when two of you get in an argument.
我有时候看你们有人开始辩论争论的时候觉得我很有意思
Because
因为呢
I can't understand a word
因为我不知道你们在讲什么
So I just get to watch you yelling
然后我就看这两个人在说只是看他们的表情
When I lived in Taiwan
然后有时候在台湾
I had students who would argue
然后我有学生们他们就之间彼此争论
And just for fun I would ask a question to get them arguing
所以有的时候就是为了好玩我就给他们提个问题让他们彼此争论
So I could just watch
然后我就坐在那儿看他们
I find it's helpful to read Job that way
我觉得你以这种心态这种方式来读约伯是
Just watch them argue Don't worry about all the little details
不用去在意那个小的那个细节就是看他们怎么辩论
Just listen to them argue
就听他们的彼此之间的辩论
From now on, when you argue, you'll look to see if I'm around.
现在以后是不是你们在吵架的时候、辩论的时候，就会看我是不是在旁边
？First, look at the big picture. Don't worry about the little details.
第一个，看这个整体，不要去集中在细节。
Secondly,
第二点
，read it as poetry. Enjoy the poetry.
用那个诗体的，像读诗那样来读，然后来享受这个诗。
The whole book of Job is poetry.
整个这个约伯记呢，它是一个诗的题材。
Now let me ask you, how many of you enjoy reading poems?
多少人喜欢读诗
？Okay, how many of you really, really dislike reading poems?
多少人真的是不喜欢读诗
？I'm sorry, sister, you're going to have a rough few weeks.
如果你这样，你不喜欢读诗的话，这位姐妹可能下面几个星期就比较难过了。
If you read Job looking for the story, you're going to get frustrated.
如果你读约伯记，你想要得到这个故事情节，你会觉得很抓狂。
You have to read it like Hebrew poetry.
你要像读诗那样子来读约伯记。
And that is just to slow down.
就是说要慢慢的。
And enjoy the journey.
就是来享受这个旅程。
Let me give you an example.
我给你个例子。
Job chapter 3.
约伯记第三章。
Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth.
约伯开口咒诅自己的生日。
Let the day perish on which I was born.
要我生，说我愿我生的那日。
The night that said a man is conceived.
和说怀了男胎的那夜都灭没。
Let the day be darkness.
愿那日变为黑暗。
May God above not seek it nor light shine upon it.
愿神不从上面寻找它，愿亮光不照在照于其上。
Let gloom and deep darkness claim it.
愿黑暗和死荫索取那日。
Go to verse 6. That night let thick darkness seize it.
愿那夜被幽暗夺取。
Let it not rejoice among the days of the year.
不在年中的日子同乐。
Go down to verse 7. Behold, let that night be barren. Let no joyful cry enter into it.
愿那夜没有声育，期间也没有欢乐的声音。
We could read down through verse 10.
我们一直读到第十节。
And what is all of those nine verses saying?
他前面九节在说什么呢
？Not yet.
还没说完，第十节还没说完。
I wish I had never been born.
我就希望我从来就没生没出生。
Okay. In other words, he could have said this, verse 3, I mean chapter 3.
在第三章他可以就说一句。
After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth.
约伯开口咒诅自己的生日。
And Job said,
约伯说
I wish I had never been born.
我希望我真的就没生没有出生在这个世间。
That would cover verses 3 through 10.
所以呢这一句话呢就可以就总结了三到十节。
Then, verse 11.
第十一节
Why did I not die at birth?
我为何不出母胎而死
Come out from the womb and expire.
为何不出母腹
Why did the knees receive me or why the breast that I should nurse?
为何有膝接收我为何有奶哺育哺养我
Verse 16 Why was I not hidden as a hidden stillborn child?
或像隐而未现不到气而落的胎
And it goes down through verse 19.
第十九节
What are those nine verses saying?
这九节在讲什么呢
Not yet.
Not yet.
Since I had to be born, I wish I had been born, stillborn. Then,
然后
Right?
Stillborn? 因为我必须要被生出来那我希望我生出来就死
Let's pick up at verse 20.
再我们看第二十节
Why is light given to him who is in misery and life to the bitter of soul?
受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢心中愁苦的人
Who long for death but it comes not?
生命赐给他呢他们切望死却不得死
Who dig for death more than hidden treasures?
求死胜于求隐藏的珍宝
And that goes down through verse 26.
然后到第二十六节
Now what are those verses saying? Now we're ready for your answer.
这些在说什么
I want to die.
我想死我不想活了
Do you see it?
你看到了吗?
He takes 26 verses.
所以呢，这一共二十六节。
To say what three verses could say.
他的二十六节其实三句话就能说完。
Verse 1, I wish I hadn't been born.
第一个呢是说，我希望我根本就没出生。
Verse 2, I wish I had been born stillborn.
然后我就希望我生下来就死。
Verse 3, since I was born alive, I wish I could die.
然后因为我已经生下来还现在还活着我希望我能活
Now, how many wish he had shortened it to just those three things?
多少人希望他就是三句话就讲完了
Yeah, our non-poetry people all have your hands up, exactly.
我们这个不喜欢读诗的这个弟兄姐妹都举手就希望三句话就讲完了
So, for the non-poetry people,
所以对你这个不喜欢读诗的人
The bad news is it's going to be a rough few weeks.
所以呢这个坏消息就是这下边几个星期都对你们比较难过。
The good news is，
但是好消息就是
，if you'll stick with it，
但是如果你坚持下去
，by the end of Job you may enjoy poetry more than you do now。
也许这个约伯记整个读完了，你就会比较喜欢读诗了。
Because what he's doing is he's enjoying the richness，
因为
of expressing，
那个约伯在表达是这种很丰富的、很有色彩的一个表达。
Listen, my child, and you will hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere.
所以你要读那个 Paul Revere， 他有一首诗，就是讲那个午夜的一个骑行。
And then you have that long poem that English American students have to memorize. I presume you didn't have to memorize.
就是那个他们那个读学生，他们要记的一首很长的一个 Paul Revere 写的一首长诗，就讲那个美国那个独立战争时期的一个故事。
But it's a long poem that just says
那个很长的一首诗，其实说的就是
Paul Revere rode on his horse to say the British are attacking, get ready.
就是这个 Paul Revere 就是说他骑上马，他就是说去警告大家说这个英国人要来，我们要准备好。
Right.
对不对
？And when I was in elementary and having to learn it, I wish they would have just put it that way.
当我在那个小学我必须要背这首诗的时候我觉得最好就这么短短的两句话写完就好
I was a smart aleck little kid and I told my teacher this could be a whole lot shorter just say he got on his horse and went and told them
然后我觉得这首诗应该就说那个 Paul Revere 他骑上马他就去告诉他去告诉别人
She liked poetry
但是我的老师喜欢这个诗词
She didn't like smart alecks
他不喜欢这个
So she said be quiet and memorize your lesson
他说你就坐下来安静下来好好的背这首诗
Let me give you another example
再给你另外一个例子
Job chapter 4
在约伯记第四章
Verse 10
第十节
The roaring of the lion
狮子的吼叫
The voice of the fierce lion
和猛狮的声音
The teeth of the young lions are broken.
少壮狮子的牙齿也都敲掉。
The old lion perishes for lack of prey.
老狮子因绝食而死。
And the stout lion's whelps are scattered abroad.
母狮子子也都离散。
Now, I don't know how that works in Chinese.
我不知道这个中文是怎么翻译的。
In English, it uses the word lion 5 times.
在这个英文里边，这个狮子这个词出现了5次。
But in Hebrew,
但是在英文里
边 he uses 5 different Hebrew words for lion.
但是在那个原文里边，那个希伯来文，这个“狮子”这个词呢，是个5个不同的词语。
It's poetry.
这是一个那个诗。
He's enjoying the beauty of the language.
他在享受这个语言的这个文学里边的美。
So enjoy the poetry.
所以你希望你能够喜欢这个，享受这个尸体的美。
Number three.
第三点。
Recognize the irony in the book.
你要看到这个书里边的这种反讽。
There are two big.Ironies in this book.
在这个书里面有两个很大的，有两个反讽。
The first is what I am calling the irony of orthodoxy.
第一个是 orthodoxy.
Orthodoxy, right teaching, right teaching.
哦，就是一个，就是那个正统的一个教训的这个反讽。
Orthodoxy is what is true, what is right.
这个正统呢，就是说是一个正确的一个教义，正确的讲法。
Irony means we expect one thing and we get something that isn't the way it ought to be.
那个反讽呢，就是说刚开始说一个事情，然后来叫就是说反话的意思。
Here's the irony of orthodoxy in Job.
这是在这个约伯记里边一个对这个正统的一个反话。
The friends of Job are the ones who say all the right things.
约伯的朋友，他们所说的都是正统，都是对的。
The things that I read to you, blessed is the one God reproves.
他前面说神所惩治的人是有福的。
God will not do wickedly.
神不会行恶。
The Almighty will not twist justice.
神不会曲枉正直。
The friends say all the right things.
约伯的朋友说的都挺对的，说的所有的事情都是正确的。
In fact,
事实上
most sermons I have heard preached on the book of Job
我通常听到的讲约伯记的这种讲道
are text from the friends.
他们所引用的经文的都是约伯的朋友说的。
Because it is really, really hard to preach a good gospel sermon on a text like Job, who says, God, you have set me up like an archer and you're shooting arrows into my belly.
所以呢，因为要去，如果你讲到讲一个福音的信息，你很难引用约伯的那个讲论。约伯会说，神啊，你把我当箭靶子，你拿我射透我心。
Dr. Wingham is going to preach on that text the next time he preaches.
文牧师下次可能要讲这个经文。
But for me, I have to stick with texts like the friends say. Blessed is the one the Lord reproves.
然后呢，我呢可能要待着去讲那个约伯朋友说的，神所惩治的人，神所管教的人是有福的。
The first irony of the book is the friends say all the right things.
第一个反讽呢，就是说约伯的朋友说的都很正确。
But it doesn't apply.To Job's situation.
但是却不能够应用在约伯的境况当中。
One of the lessons I hope you will learn from the book of Job.
我希望你从约伯记所学到的一个功课就是。
And for those of us like me.
对那些像我这样的人。
Who are teachers.
我们是老师。
And who like to solve problems.
喜欢解决问题。
This is an important lesson.
这是一个很重要的功课。
The right answer is not always enough.
你给能给出一个正确答案并不就足够了。
And for people like me, that's hard.
对我来这样的人是很难的。
You tell me your problem.
你告诉我你的问题。
I'll tell you 3 easy steps to fix it.
我告诉你3步可以解决这个问题的3步。
Goodbye, next time.
然后再见了，下次再见。
Right?
对不对
？How many of you are like that?
多少人是像这样的
？Yeah, okay. It's the same non-poetry people. Interesting.
都是那个不喜欢读诗的人，接着举手。
It makes sense because poetry people are happy to sit around talking a long time, right? I wish I had never been born. Woe to that day. I wish it were darkness.
对，那个读喜欢读诗的人，大概就喜欢坐在那里慢慢的谈，说我希望那个我所生的夜都是黑夜，怎么慢慢的谈，那是喜欢读诗的人。
We want to say,
但是我们这种不喜欢读诗的
人会说 You're suffering, deal with it.
你现在在受苦，就面对吧，面对这个问题。
But Job teaches me.
但是约伯教导我。
Just having a set of answers isn't enough.
就是有一套这个对问题的答案并不就足够。
You see, all the things they say are right, except they don't apply to Job's situation.
他们所说的都很正确，但是呢，他们说的却不能对约伯的情况确实没有用。
If Job has sinned,
如果约伯犯罪了
，if he deserves what is happening,
如果他真的配得所发生在他身上的情况
，then everything they say is right.
那他们所说的每件事情就是对的。
The only problem is,
唯一的问题在于
chapter 1, verse 1 begins, there was a man who was perfect.
问题是第一章第一节说在有一个人，那个人完全正直。
And had not deserved any suffering.
他真的是他的朋友对他的指责，都真是冤枉他，他不配得这样的指责。
John Calvin said, I love this quote.
加尔文这样说的。
Some comforters have only one song to sing. And they sing it to everyone.
有些人呢，安慰人的人呢，他们只有一首歌可以唱，他们把这首歌唱给所有情况中的人。
You know them. Don't call out any names.
你知道这些人不用点出来。
But for every problem, they have the same solution.
对每一个不同的问题，他们的解决方案都是一个。
This will fix it.
说你就照着这个方式，你就会解决。
Essential oil.
精油治疗法。
Doesn't matter what your problem is, essential oil.
不管你是得什么样的病，这个精油就可以治疗你。
I hope I didn't lose any friends.
黄金精油是
万金油。Okay, there you go. Okay.
我就想说是万中国人说的万金油。
The friends, though, miss the fact.
他的朋友所错失的是
that Job is innocent.
约伯是完全正直。
But don't be so hard on the friends.
不要对他的朋友这个太，就是说他们太严厉。
When we come to the friends' speeches, I'm going to remind you of this.
当我们看到他的朋友的对话的时候，我想要提醒大家的是
，The friends do not have chapters 1 and 2.
他们的朋友，约伯的朋友，他们并不知道一章、二章的这种故事。
And so let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Someone comes to you.
有人到你面前来。
And they describe.The sufferings that happened to Job.
他们就开始向你描述像约伯所受的那样的苦难。
And they say,
然后他们就问你，我不了解为什么会这样。
Because I have done nothing.
因为我什么错事都没做。
Nothing to deserve this.
我没有做任何事情让我能够配得。
Why is God punishing me?
让我遭受这些，神为什么会惩罚我？
How many of you are going to be tempted to think?
多少人可能你就会想说
No.There's got to be something they did to deserve it.
可能你做了什么事情让你到了今天这个地步。
Right?
是不是
Yeah.
我们心里都会。
Don't be too hard on the friends.
所以你不要对约伯的朋友这个。
They cannot imagine.
他约伯的朋友没有办法想象。
Just like I can't imagine.
就像我没办法想象。
That if a person was perfectly innocent.
如果一个人是完全正直完全的无辜。
That in a matter of a few hours,
就是在几个小时之内
God would allow everything they owned to be wiped out.
神就让他在几个小时之内，他所有的财产都丧失了
Would allow all of their children to be killed.
让他所有的孩子都被杀害了，都死了
And then a few hours later would allow them to be covered from head to toe with boils so terrible.That they take broken pottery and scrape it to try to get relief from the itching.
然后就在几个小时之内，从头到脚长包，然后要从那个瓦片里边，芦荟的瓦片来刮身上的疮。
I hear that, and I'm going to think, nah. Surely,
如果你听到这个，就是说
，Surely there's something you're not telling me.
你就心里面会想，你肯定有些事儿你没告诉我。
The friends say all the right things.
他的约伯的朋友讲的都是很正确。
But the irony is, it doesn't apply to Job.
但是这个反讽呢，就是说他们所讲的不能应用在约伯的情况当中。
The second, and I'll let you go.
第二点，我就讲完，我们就结束。
Is the irony of complaint?
Complaint. 就是说他那个抱怨的一个反讽。
That is, the friends are wrong because they say the right thing, but they don't apply.
第一点的反讽就是说他朋友说的都对但是却不应用于约伯的情况
Job is wrong
但约伯错了
because he spends the whole book complaining against God
因为他的整个书他是在对神抱怨
God you are punishing me
他说神啊你在惩治我
but God isn't punishing him
但神并没有在惩治他
In fact, this makes me a little uncomfortable.
这个让我心里边有一点不舒服，有点担心。
The reason Job is suffering is because he is so righteous.
约伯之所以受苦是因为他太正直了，他如此的正直。
I used to teach a class at the college.
我通常教在大学里教书的时候。
On Job.
在约伯记。
And on the exam, I would always ask them, "What is the most important thing you learned from Job?"
在这个考试的考试题上，最后的我总会问他们，你从约伯记所学到的最重要的事情是什么？
And one student who is very smart.
有一个学生他非常的聪明。
But maybe not very wise.
但是可能不是很有智慧。
Said I learned from Job.
他说我从约伯记学到。
That I want to be good enough to go to heaven.
我就要学的，我要好到可以上天堂。
But not good enough, but God says,
又不会好到,
Have you considered my servant Quincy?
又没有好到说神可以用我夸口说你看到我的仆人那个约伯没有
The student said, I don't want to be good enough that God notices me.
我不想说太好了神都注意到我这么好。
And I realized I had not done a very good job of teaching the book of Job that semester.
我就知道说我那个学期教约伯记教的不是很成功。
But they had caught the point.
这个最主要的。
And that is, Job is not suffering because he's wicked. He's suffering because he is righteous.
约伯受苦不是因为他作恶，而是因为他正直。
So the irony of complaint is that Job is blaming God.
所以这个反讽在于约伯在抱怨神。
For punishing him.
因为神惩治他。
Wrongly.
神就是不公正的错误的惩治了他。
But God isn't punishing him.
但是神不是在惩治他。
All right, we're going to stop there.
然后我们现在就停在这里。
Read chapters 1 and 2.
所以请大家回去读第一章第二章。
Gives us a setting of what happens.
就给我们一个这个故事的这个书的背景。
Next week, I'll try to kind of give you that narrative background for the book.
然后我再给大家那个前面第二章是一个叙事性的。
And then we will begin looking at the debate and the argument.
然后我们再看后边的那个对话。
If no one comes back next week, I'll know that the book of Job scared you.
如果下个星期没人回来，我知道约伯记把你们都吓跑了。
And I know 4 of you may not come back because you're afraid of the poetry.
有四个大概不会来，因为不喜欢读诗。
I'm going to be watching for you.
我会看着你们四个。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, as we study this book,
主啊，当我们学习这本书的时候，
I don't want it to just be an academic.Exercise.
不单单是这种学术上的一种练习。
But would you help us to learn some practical lessons?
帮助我们学到一些实际的功课。
Because every one of us at some time in our life are going to face things that we do not understand.
我们每个人在人生的阶段，最终都会碰到一些我们不理解的事情。
We're going to bump into times when we say, "God, I don't know why you are doing this."
我们会问说，神，那你为什么要这样做？
Would you use the book of Job to help prepare us for those times?
求你帮助我们用约伯记来预备我们来面对这样的时刻。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣。